This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, cat lovers. Welcome to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Prim, and I'm a small animal veterinarian and cat lover. So one of my purposes for having this show is to educate my cat-loving listeners about the best advice, since there is so much advice out there online and everywhere. And so I curate my list of people to invite and talk about things so that you have the best information possible. And today, I have Rita Katunjian with me. Now, she is a veterinary paraprofessional with years of experience who is passionate about the topic of educating clients. And she and I are going to talk today about the overwhelming volume of flea products for cats and how you choose the one that is best for you and your cats. So we'll be right back with Rita after a quick break.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Go to kittypooclub.com, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, and welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. So I, in the introduction, talked about having Rita Katunjian with me. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Dr. Cat. How are you?
I am excellent. So you are in the trenches, and that is why I was so excited when you agreed to talk with me. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I've been in the veterinary field for about 8 years. I've done some work in general practice, and I'm currently working in specialty and emergency practice. I am also a fellow cat lover. I've got 8 cats of my own, and I also enjoy riding horses competitively in my free time. Other than that, I also share a pretty strong passion for our little kittens and neonates.
Well, that's exciting. So I know that you and I both see the importance of teaching our cat parents how to make good choices, because the information in the world is so overwhelming. So I wanted to talk with you today about flea products. Can you like kick us off with the flea products intro?
Yeah, absolutely. So fleas are really known as ectoparasites, and they're parasites that live on the outside of animals. And they survive by taking a meal from the animal's blood supply, which means that they must bite their host in order to draw blood for food. And so while the bite itself is pretty small, flea saliva can cause pretty severe allergies. Inflammation of the skin can cause anemia if the flea infestation is bad enough, itching or infection. And so the best way to prevent flea allergies or to reduce the risk of spreading diseases is really to prevent infestation in the first place.
Oh, I agree. And I have actually, and I bet you have assisted with blood transfusions for small patients that are dying from flea infestation. So yeah. Hopefully my listeners are not to that level, but they are out there in the world shopping and trying to provide the best care for their pets. And so we have several different options for flea products. Can you break those down a little bit into maybe some categories?
Yeah, there's just a plethora of products out there. The most common ones are topical products, oral products, or collars. Less commonly are dips, sprays, powders, and shampoos that may not be as effective as our topical or oral products.
So every show I say, talk with your veterinarian. And I know that seems a little bit self-serving, but
No, not at all.
That's the best advice. Talk with the Dr. Katz and the Ritas in the world that are taking care of your individual pet and weigh out the pros and cons. So let's talk a little bit about those. Oral. You said there are oral products, and I know that there are, but I want you to share with my listeners a little bit about those.
Yeah. So oral products require your cat to eat the entire chewable or tablet. And so one thing that's really important to note is that means that you'll have to watch your cat carefully to make sure that they eat the whole dose. Some cats may not like the dose and may spit it out. And so if you have children or other pets in your home, it's especially important to watch and make sure that your cat eats the whole dose. But what's really great about oral products is that they spread, they disperse themselves into the bloodstream. And so for products like Bravecto that are bite to die products, once they're in the bloodstream and your flea takes that blood meal and they ingest that medication, then it can work effectively in killing the flea population.
So I know Bravecto has a chew for dogs, but do they have a chew for cats?
I don't believe so. I think it is just a topical for cats.
So my goal for my listeners is not to just drop brand names. I don't want to name a certain brand and recommend. I want you to talk to your veterinarian, but I am familiar with Credelio, which is an oral for cats. So what would you say about cats? Have you heard any stories of cats that don't want to eat it or cats that do want to eat it? Or can you give us any in the trenches information there?
You know, I think that most of the products out there are pretty well manufactured to be pretty palatable for cats. I haven't personally heard any stories from any of my clients about orals versus topicals in a palliative sense. But I do know that topical may be more well received by our feline friends than orals, just pet to pet preference.
So if you are listening and you know your cat is finicky or suspicious or doesn't like to taste new things, you might choose a topical, but give it a chance because as Rita mentioned, a lot of these products are palatability guaranteed. So if your cat won't eat it, you can contact your veterinarian and they can contact the manufacturer and we can make sure that you're supported in that way. But I think whether or not you think your cat will eat it is one of the things that might help you choose. What about if you have small children in your home and you are worried about topical residue? Would an oral be a better choice for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. The thing with the topical products that may not be the best fit for some households with smaller children or other animals that may touch or lick the product, the topical product before it dries. And the other thing with topical products is that they can sometimes have a medicinal smell and can cause some itching. And so definitely for households that have small children or other animals, oral products is definitely the way to go.
Okay. So I want to talk, though, about the fact that all of these products are fairly effective, topical versus oral. What do you feel about effectiveness of these products?
I think these products are really effective in preventing the flea population in the home, as well as preventing infestations on your pets. I personally have not seen any pet that has been taking these medications as the manufacturers and veterinarians have intended that have had a problem with flea infestations or other diseases, you know, associated with fleas. So I think that they're incredibly effective in, you know, preventing infestations and preventing diseases on our pets if used as intended.
I agree. I actually read a study that looked at flea resistance. And, you know, in the practice, and I'm sure you hear it every day, oh, that just doesn't work anymore. And the studies found that it actually does work if you use it exactly the way you're supposed to, and that the failures seem to come from just compliance or not doing something right. Now, with that said, Rita and I are talking about the new prescription flea products, the ones that contain like neurotoxins that affect insects and not mammals, not the things like flea powders and flea sprays and all the old timey organophosphate stuff. We're not talking about those. We are talking about the prescription ones being the most effective. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I do. So the issues with the other products like the dips and the sprays and the powders is that they only seem to work in the areas that you administer them. And so, and sometimes this can, you know, even go to our non-prescription callers as well. The issue with these products is that they only work in the area that they're applied in. And so what can end up happening is that, you know, if you have, for example, a collar on, you may end up just moving the fleas down to the rear end or up to the face rather than effectively killing them.
Oh, that is an excellent point, because I've seen face fleas a lot. So I think, what about, I'm going to spring this on you. What about these products that have sort of a combination coverage? Like they do fleas and ticks, but they also provide some heartworm coverage and some intestinal parasite coverage. Do you have any experience with those?
Yeah. And those products are really phenomenal, because even just talking about fleas, you know, fleas can also transmit an intestinal parasite called tapeworms. And those tapeworms come from when cats ingest the fleas. And as these fleas go through the body, the tapeworms lodge into the intestinal tract and eventually can cause problems there with weight loss, decrease appetite, diarrhea, those kind of issues. And so not only, you know, whenever we use these combination products, not only are we treating the fleas themselves or the heartworms or, you know, the mosquitoes themselves, but we're also treating potential consequences of what can happen if, you know, your pet does ingest these ectoparasites.
So I think that some of my listeners may not have a regular veterinarian, so they're looking online and trying to make choices. I think what I'm getting from you is that you don't even want to waste your time on these over-the-counter products, because then you're going to spend the money on that product and still have to go to the vet to treat the tapeworms or the flea allergies or to get rid of the infestation in your house. Is that what I'm understanding?
Absolutely. And coming from an ER perspective as well, the most heartbreaking thing to see is these kiddos that come in with severe, severe flea anemia. Because fleas do thrive off eating a blood meal, they rely on the blood supply from these cats. And so if you have a really, really severe infestation of fleas that are just sucking these poor animals dry, and they are left with no blood, they require intensive hospitalization, intensive blood transfusions, and that stuff gets very expensive very quickly. And so I always say that prevention is the best medicine, and investing in a good prescription, veterinarian recommended product is going to be your best bet.
So I have seen, but I wonder if you've ever seen a patient that's sick from flea anemia that actually has a flea collar on. Have you seen those?
I have. I definitely have. And my cats are blood donors. I actually had one several weeks ago that came in, was a little 4-month-old kitten with a flea collar. And I had to take my cats in to provide blood products for this little baby. And so I don't think that the collars are going to be very effective in helping prevent flea infestations.
It kind of makes me sad, though, because that means the owner was trying.
Yes.
And they just didn't have the information to choose the best thing. And that's why I wanted to talk with you today. So I'm pretty excited that you're here. So I want to take a quick break, but then I want to come back and kind of wrap it up for our listeners about how to sort through all of these different options. So we'll be right back.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? Kitty Poo Club has solved the stink. And now the worst part of cat ownership is hassle-free. No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. And the best thing is, you don't have to buy some oversized contraption that will break down. Kitty Poo Club litter boxes are manufactured to make your life easier. You have one cat? Easy peasy. A small mountain lion? No problem. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Believe me, there are good reasons why we sold over 3 million boxes. Go to kittypooclub.com, read the amazing reviews, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Kat on Pet Life Radio. We're talking about flea products and the overwhelming number of choices and how you might choose between them. So Rita, we talked about orals versus topicals. What about how long the product lasts? Is that a consideration?
Absolutely. It's really important to know the frequency that you'll be having to administer these products. And it's a good idea also to talk with your veterinarian to make sure that it works for your lifestyle. But there are many products out there with a variety of different administration ranges, some of them going from monthly, some of them going to every 12 weeks or every 3 months.
And I think that that is where you let your cat advise you. My cat did not like having the topicals applied. And so I chose the one that lasted longer so that he would forget in between. Now, I've had a guest on here that talked about teaching your cat to tolerate that. And of course, there are ways around that. But I think probably the best advice is to talk to your veterinarian and let your cat help you decide. What do you think?
I agree. And I also use the 3 month products for my own cats. So I agree with you that, you know, you need to talk with your vet about what's going to be the best product for your pet.
I think it's also important to read the label, because I know of a specific product that has an 8 week duration if you want to cover the heartworms as mm-hmm. well, but it has a 12 week just for fleas. So read the labels and talk to your veterinarian before you decide. And I would just say avoid the OTC products completely, but I'm not completely objective, I guess.
I agree. And the other thing to make sure is, in addition to these, you know, making sure that the frequency works best with your pet, is also talking with your veterinarian about which products are safe for our younger feline pets. And so for those that are still in their kitten age, not all kittens of all ages can have flea products. And so I think it's typically about 8 to 12 weeks is when they can start having these products, but anything younger is probably going to be not safe for them.
That is an excellent point. So again, I guess it's just the parameters of your cat or cats. And I have clients with multiple cats, and I bet you have the same experience. I might prescribe one product for one cat because he or she loves to eat treats, and I might prescribe a topical for another product because he or she doesn't. So it's just kind of letting your cat and your veterinarian guide you. Would you not agree?
I absolutely agree. Yes.
So there are pages and pages of these products, but I think if you talk to your veterinarian about the ones that they carry and you do a little bit of research, you can find out a lot of information. Do you think we need to get into how they work?
I don't think so. I think that might be a lot to digest.
I agree. There's a lot to it. But I think the point that people really want to know is they act on insects and not on mammals. So these products have proven to be safe as far as protecting your human family. Now, there have been some headlines that got kind of a lot of press about the dangers, safety in some of these products. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I do know that some of these products have caused some issues in some pets, but that's going to be the same with pretty much any drug or medication out there, is that there's always a risk of side effects. And so I do know that there are some products out there that can cause neurologic issues for pets that may not have shown any underlying, you know, symptoms or diseases prior to administration. And so if you're seeing that your pet is having an adverse reaction, it's good to have the manufacturer's phone number on hand so that you can report it, and also have an emergency vet's number on hand so that you can take your pet to the appropriate emergency vet if needed. But the adverse cases are extremely low in number, and typically for the majority of pets are going to be very safe to use.
I agree. I haven't seen a lot of ill effects, and you're of course in the ER, so I think you would even know better than me. So I guess just talking to your veterinarian, reading the label about how young the product can be applied, making sure that you are aware that flea coverage is a thing. So what about indoor only cats? I usually recommend flea control for indoor only cats, but what do you tell people?
I probably recommend flea control, especially for our indoor cats. Once, you know, the fleas are inside of your climate controlled house, fleas can continue to reproduce, including in the floorboards and the carpets, pretty much anywhere that your pet lives. And so fleas thrive and survive in mild to moderate weather. And so especially in our warmer months, it's crucial to protect our pets in those times. But for some of our pets and pet owners that live in southern or western states, this may mean year-round prevention as well. And so if your pet isn't using a flea prevention, then fleas may even crawl off your pet and, you know, affect other humans in the house as well.
Yes, I agree. As a veterinary professional, I can bring home fleas, and I have. Mm-hmm. Also, if you have other pets going in and out, like if you have cats and dogs, or you have a multi-cat household and one cat just is kind of a stray that sort of you feed, that can be a source of fleas. Every pet in the home needs to be treated. So I think that's an important point too.
Absolutely. And even for some of our wonderful feline friends that take care of outdoor kitties, these fleas can, you can have one flea jump onto your shirt and hitch a ride home. And that's all it can take to start an infestation in your home.
Absolutely. And so environmental treatment is also something that you could talk to your veterinarian about, because even with these really great products, if the fleas are still hatching out, I hear that a lot, like people will be using really great products and then they'll still see fleas, but new fleas can hatch out like every 2 weeks. So environmental protection is important as well. Have you seen any of that?
Absolutely. Yes. And so if you're not ending that flea life cycle at every stage, just affecting one life cycle is not going to be enough. If you're only killing the adults and you're not taking care of the eggs are going to eventually hatch and grow into adults and lay eggs, and you're not stopping that cycle at every stage.
Yes, that is great advice. So this has been a really good talk. So there are, I don't know, probably like 35 flea products. There may be more, and it can be overwhelming, but I think if we break it down to orals, topicals, and then prescription versus OTC, that really makes it simple. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree.
So when you're out there, listeners, and you're making choices, first, of course, talk to your veterinarian, but look at your own cats. What do they like? What do you think they are the most likely to be amenable to? Is it something that you could train them to do? Is there something that you could do to make this fun? Take advantage of technology. I have it in my phone to apply these products. Probably Rita does too. My phone beeps and tells me when it's time so that I don't ever forget that, because I've had fleas in my house. Have you ever had fleas in your house?
I have had fleas in my house before, yes. And I've had fleas on me before that I brought in from work. Absolutely.
Me too. I actually wrote a chapter in my book about how I gave my indoor-only cat fleas when I was in vet school. So it's not fun, and it's not a cleanliness issue. I mean, it might have been when I was in vet school because I was busy, but it's not a cleanliness issue. Fleas come in to the nicest, cleanest, most beautiful homes. So every pet needs to be on flea control.
I agree. The only other thing I guess I wanted to add is that cats are not small dogs. And so dog products can't be used in cats and can lead to, you know, really severe or often fatal reactions. And so if you might have accidentally administered a dog prevention on your cat, it can cause, you know, neurologic issues like tremoring, seizuring, or at the worst, death. So it's very important to administer a feline-only prevention on your cats.
Oh, that's an excellent point. I have actually also treated cats that were exposed and not necessarily applied inappropriately, but just sort of snuggling with a dog that had a toxic product on it. So yes, that is probably the most important point that we have made throughout this whole talk, is that you got to read the label. It'll say do not use on cats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this has been really good. I hope that we've helped some of my listeners out there to thumb through all of the information and kind of congeal it down to what factors they need to consider when they make these choices, and that they need to be doing it even for indoor only cats, and they need to be doing it year round in a lot of climates. That's important, and that the newest products, especially the prescription ones, are safe and effective when used according to the label and including your veterinary professionals in the choices and in the usage guidance. So it has been really fun. I'm so glad that you agreed to talk with me today.
Thank you, Dr. Kat, for inviting me onto your show. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, I always am grateful to my amazing guests and my amazing producer, Mark Winter, because without him, our show would not be so possum. But I want my listeners to all go out, take the knowledge that you have gained from Rita and I today, and have a perfect day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.